Praise 102.7, Detroit's Inspiration Station. It's Reach Out Thursday. In the studio with me is Chancellor Searcy. We talk about evangelism and how important it is to reach out to people where they are with kindness. And today is a really important topic because we could talk to people all day, but if they don't accept Jesus as their Savior, then you're really not evangelizing. So you have some tips with that.
Yeah. Absolutely. The scripture for today is going to be Romans 10, 9 and 10. And it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and out of the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the times when evangelizing, the biggest issues people have is approaching people, walking up to them, and the closing is what I call it, closing it out or leading someone to salvation. The biggest issues is that they don't know how to close it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's four things that you have to make sure that you always include when you're giving someone the sinner prayer. And those four things are: they have to confess their sins. They
yes.
have to acknowledge they are a sinner, confess their sins, and repent of those sins. The second thing that has to be done is they have to acknowledge God, acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. The third thing they have to acknowledge is that Jesus died, and he rose on the third day. The last thing is that they have to invite God to come into their heart and give them a renewed heart. That's
mm-hmm.
what they have to do. Those are the four steps that, or the four prerequisites that you have to have when leading someone into the sinner's prayer. A lot of people, they never get to the point to where they even lead someone into the sinner's prayer. A lot of people just evangelize or they minister to someone and then they leave. They tell them about Jesus and then they just walk away.
Mm.
The other thing that happens often is that people, they minister to someone, they evangelize to them, they tell them about the goodness of Jesus, but they just pray for them and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And these are opinions. These are things that I get from other people when I go and do these workshops and when I go and teach these lessons at other churches. This is the feedback that I get from other people, that they pray and then they just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important. Like the scripture says, it's about out of the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So they have to confess Jesus. They have to. That's the important part about it. Our purpose ministering is to always lead people to Christ, lead them until salvation, because our goal is that they can make it to heaven. That confession is what justifies their way into heaven.
That is good. I know that you have a workshop that is coming up to help people to walk through those steps. And when is that coming up?
It's going to be on Saturday next month, May the 6th. It's going to be held at 11:30. At Covenant Christian Center International in Mount Clemens. We're going to be doing live scenarios on evangelism, and it's going to be an awesome time. So just come out.
Come out and also support Chancellor by getting a hold of his book. It's 365 Day Soul Winning Quest that you can get on the website, which is
soulwinningquest.com. It's also available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
All righty. Chancellor, thank you so much. See you next Thursday.
I'll be here.